friends, I'm Lee Safar, and this is the Daily Coffee Pro by Map It Forward. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Equilibrium Master Roasters, Ann Cooper's one-on-one coffee roasting consulting brand, available for online and in-person consulting now that the pandemic lockdown in Melbourne is finally over. If one-on-one consulting isn't your thing and you'd like to take the opportunity to network and build community while also learning, Ann is the coach for our Coffee Roasters Mastermind group that meets for 2 hours twice a month. In our groups, roasters have the opportunity to ask questions about the roasting challenges they've been having in their journey as coffee roasters, including roast curve analysis, workflow, green coffee, equipment, and much, much more. Anne's focus is on having you understand the decision points in a roast so that you have better control over how you deliberately influence how your coffee tastes in the cup. If you're interested in learning from the best coffee roasting educator I've ever seen in the industry to date, get in touch with us or head to Anne's website at eqmr.com.au today. See the link in the show notes for details. Let's have a chat about free coffee. It seems harmless enough, right? That if somebody comes to the cafe and it's either someone you really like or a regular customer or a family member, etc., etc., whether it's your cafe or not, it just seems really natural to want to give them free coffee and not have them pay for coffee because either you don't know how to ask them to pay or just because you want to give them a free coffee. In this discussion, we're going to talk about why you shouldn't do that. And in the next episode of the podcast, I'm going to give you some tips on how you can set it up so that you don't have to do that or you at least have some boundaries around how you should and shouldn't do that. Okay, where we're going to start is let's give you some real insight into the financials behind why you shouldn't do this. Whether it's your cafe or whether you are an employee at a cafe, there is a real downside if you're an employee to giving away free coffee. And if you are a customer, even a coffee professional, if you are going to other people's coffee shops, you're visiting your friends, etc., etc., I want you to take note so that you can stop expecting people to give you free coffees. I pay for coffee everywhere I go. Whether it's offered to me for free or not, I always pay. And now you're going to understand why most coffee professionals, particularly business owners, always pay for coffee whenever they go to a coffee shop. So let's talk about a cost breakdown analysis and what it actually costs to make a $4 latte. And most cafes around the world are starting to charge somewhere between $4 and $5. But on average, it's somewhere between $3.50 and $4. Let's talk about how that's broken down and what actual profit margin comes out of a $4 latte. A couple of years ago, we did a tour in Sydney and Melbourne, and we had an accountant do a breakdown for us based on real life numbers that were taken from 2,500 cafes of what their COGS, their cost of goods sold, are for a coffee, a latte, a $4 latte, and what their business running expenses that have to be covered by that latte go to make up how much of that latte goes to paying expenses and what's left at the end. So when we do a cost breakdown analysis, what we're saying is, what are the COGS, the cost of goods sold? And that is what goes into everything that you can see in front of you in this product, including the labor of the person that's making that specific latte. And then the other half of that equation is how much do I have to assign from the sale of this to contribute to running my business. And we call that our operating expenses. Some of those operating expenses are fixed, some of them are variable, but the operating expenses are the expenses that you incur, whether you sell one latte, no lattes, a million lattes. So let's recap that again. Your cost breakdown analysis is your cost of goods sold plus your operating expenses. Now, then you have your revenue amount. That's the amount that you're charging for that latte. Now, when you remove, so $4 is your revenue amount, you remove your COGS. Some people might think that, oh, wow, my COGS for making this latte leave me with 60% of the money that's left over as a profit. Well, it's what we call your gross margin or your gross profit. You still have to use that money to run your business, or your employer still has to use what's left as a gross profit margin to run their business. Now, that 60% very quickly erodes down to a number that you would not believe is left. And when we presented this data, this very real data, to people in Australia who attended our 3-day conference for Map It Forward, people were shocked. Because when we take our $4 revenue and we subtract our COGS and then we subtract our operating costs, what we find is that you are only left with, on average, 17 cents from a $4 latte net profit. Digest that for a second. 17 cents from the $4 that you make from selling a latte is your net profit. Now, that means for every latte that you or your employees give away, you have to sell another 23 lattes, 23 and a half to be exact, to recoup that $4. Can you see how this gets you into a chasing your own tail kind of spiral? That if you're giving away lattes left, right, and center, you are going to get in a perpetual cycle of never catching up. Now let's go into why this is extra important for you if you are an employee. I hear many, many people say, I want a pay rise. I don't understand. I see all this money coming through the business. Why can't they afford to give me a $1 an hour pay rise? Well, my friend, the reason is because people are giving away lattes and business owners are constantly chasing their tails. So if you would like that pay rise, set a new thing. I'm not going to sneak little free coffees to people, because my friends would understand that the quality of my work deserves to be respected by paying for it. All of us artists, I'm sure you guys know, I released music. I haven't done so for about 5 years now while I've been an entrepreneur in coffee. But all of us artists know how infuriating it is to have copies of our music ripped and consumed for nothing. Our artwork isn't appreciated. This is no different, friends. But here, you're giving people this thing, and in exchange, you're hoping that you're going to get a little bit of love back. People are going to high-five you. People are going to think you're amazing, etc., etc. We have to squash out this practice. This goes also for roasted coffee. Now, what's the exception in all of this? The exception is when the owner is choosing to give away free coffee, they have to absorb the loss. So if the owner of a cafe sets a standard and chooses to go outside of it, they have to bear the consequences of doing that. But if you, as an employee, want that new pay rise, if you want to be appreciated for your work, please stop giving away free coffee that you haven't been authorized to give away. These are really important things to understand. And I would invite small business owners to give your employees transparency into your numbers so that they understand this. Every employee that I've ever spoken to that works at a cafe that has had access to these numbers and understands this has a whole new reason for not giving away free coffee or free anything. This translates out to free lunches, it translates out to free pastries, free roasted coffee, etc., etc. You know, all those coffees that you throw away because you couldn't be fucked checking if it was any good or not, or you couldn't be fucked making sure that it's at the highest standard possible. All of it counts. So please consider how you are contributing to your own demise in your success when you're an employee and when you're a business owner. In tomorrow's episode of the podcast, we're going to talk about how you can set boundaries for your business and help your employees know how to treat the situation whereby they are expected to give away free coffee and where you feel obligated to give away free coffee and find ways not to do that. I hope this has been helpful. Peace, love, and peanut butter, friends. Have an amazing rest of your day. The Daily Coffee Pro by Mapper Forward and the Mapper Forward podcasts are produced by Mapper Forward and syndicated through YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and other great podcast listening apps. Our theme title track is Run, 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 produced by Evolutionary Theory and myself, Lee Safar, and available through Bandcamp on the album Laundry After Midnight. You can support this podcast by supporting our sponsor, Equilibrium Master Roasters by Ann Cooper, and going to their website at eqmr.com.au. You can also support this podcast by heading to our merch store and using code TheDailyCoffeePro to get 20% off our handcrafted Peace, Love, and Peanut Butter unisex keychains at mapperforward.org/merch. Check the show notes for all the links to our merch store and to Anne's website now. We invite you to subscribe to this podcast on your podcast listening apps or on our YouTube channel where you can see the video version of this episode. It would mean the world to me if you would rate, review, and share this podcast with your friends. Have an amazing rest of your day. Peace, love, and peanut butter. The moment when you see me behind your disguise, there's another.